In the past few years, a record number of Asian Americans have run for and won political office throughout Illinois. WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang explores how this fastest growing demographic in Chicago and the state is building its political power.
It's a sunny, cool morning in May, and about 45 members of the Chicago area's Filipino community are waiting in a charter bus parked off of California Avenue on the northwest side.
It's bright and early. It's about 7 a.m. People are slowly waking up, but are very excited to go down to Springfield. Some people for their first time. We got aunties, we got youth. It's a great mix of folks, so we're really excited.
That's Hannah Doruelo, a community organizer for Afire Chicago, a Filipino immigrant rights group. Afire and a dozen Asian American groups are headed to the state capitol to make their voices heard by legislators. Their focus this year, immigrant rights and census outreach. Asians make up less than 7% of the city and state, but they are now the fastest growing racial group in Chicago, Illinois, and the United States. While more and more Asian Americans are running for office locally and in the state, the community is still underrepresented on all levels of government. They also face several structural and cultural barriers.
I think we're invisible in the political world.
That's Dilara Saeed, an Indian American entrepreneur and former teacher who ran for state representative in the 5th District. She lost the Democratic primary to the party-backed candidate. She and other Asian Americans in the political world say they feel disregarded by both ends of the political spectrum, by both the white majority and other minority groups. Saeed says in Chicago and Illinois, Asian American candidates often are not the party's first choice. They're told to get in line or are discouraged from running altogether in favor of other candidates.
When we first start running, it's great. Let's have diversity in our candidates. But when it gets close, these types of politics come out.
She says she was the subject of a racist mailer sent by her primary opponent, juxtaposing an image of her next to a man holding a gun. Asian Americans have been excluded from the political process in the city and state for more than a century. Here's State Representative Teresa Ma, the first Asian American elected to the Illinois General Assembly.
If you go back to the beginnings of these political organizations in our cities, you know, they were built on recruitment of immigrants, but only certain types of immigrants.
This meant that Asian Americans never got the foothold in city and state political machines that other groups were able to get. Historically, the group has also had low voter participation rates. But according to Ma, that's only half the story.
The political organizations that exist don't really do very much outreach to the Asian American community, and there's a special way that you have to do that. You have to have phone bankers and, you know, people going out door to door who can speak the language and who seem familiar and unthreatening.
Tommy Choi is a former staffer in the Illinois Republican Party. He says the political parties also overlook Asian American candidates because of long-standing cultural stereotypes.
I think folks will kind of label us as just quiet and studious, and, you know, this is not really the profession for us.
Choi says many young Asian Americans are influenced by their immigrant parents, many of whom came from countries with turbulent political histories.
We're just told to work hard, study hard, go to good schools, get good grades. You know, we're not really raised to be part of the civic process, to organize, to mobilize the community.
Another challenge for Asian Americans is the group's wide range of ethnicities, languages, education, and income levels. But Andy Kang, who leads Asian Americans Advancing Justice Chicago, says bringing together the Pan-Asian groups is the best path to political power.
When it comes to making sure that our issues with a lot of commonality are addressed, when it comes to our ability to understand that we're being perceived very much in the same way, that there is a lot of reasons why us organizing ourselves as Asian Americans makes a lot of sense.
With a stronger coalition and with new leaders stepping up, Kang hopes more Asian Americans will get mobilized.
Hopefully with more Asian American candidates, you'll see a higher level of interest in our community members in voting. Whether it's a chicken or egg thing, I think they both need to happen simultaneously.
Ram Villivallam, who last year became Illinois' first Asian American state senator, feels the urgency.
We don't have time to waste. We have to get knocking on doors. We have to raise money. We have to organize to get more representation. It starts with voting. It starts with being involved in the legislative process, coming down to Springfield, going to City Hall, going to DC, understanding what happens there and how it impacts people.
Villavalam says change is well underway. Children of Asian American immigrants are growing up, finding their voice, and pursuing careers other than the traditional ones encouraged by their parents. It's been about 6 hours since members of AFIRE, the Filipino group, boarded the charter bus to Springfield. In the rotunda at the state capitol, the group has joined 300 other Asian Americans from all over the state. At 1:30 in the afternoon, Hannah Doruelo, AFIRE's community organizer, steps up to the podium with Villavalam and Ma looking on. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.